the Great Green Fleet's deployed. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The Agriculture and Navy Secretaries witnessed the deployment of the first fleet of naval vessels using biofuels in their regular operations. Rod Bain has more.
It's really about the importance of rural America and rebuilding an economy that needs to be rebuilt.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack 2 years ago talking about the key role of biofuels as an industry, not only for rural America, but in providing energy needs for the U.S. military. And the Secretary, along with the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, were on hand in California Wednesday to view the latest efforts in this endeavor, the deployment of the USS John C. Stennis Carrier Strike Group. This fleet is the first in the U.S. Navy to run regular operations on alternative fuel blends, in this case, biofuel made from waste beef fat from the Midwest. Navy Secretary Mabus discusses the Great Green Fleet.
We demonstrated the Great Green Fleet in 2012 at Rim of the Pacific. That showed that our ships, our aircraft could sail, could steam, could fly on blends of normal aviation gas or marine diesel and biofuels. What we're doing now is making that part of the new normal.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, the Great Green Fleet is just another positive move for biofuels, and that in turn can also help our rural economies because our farmers are producing and can produce a lot of biomass products that can be used for fuel.
Whether you think we're going to run out of oil tomorrow or 100 years from now, it's still a finite resource.
Genera Energy's Sam Jackson says biofuel production just makes sense for our national security.
People, I think, are starting to see that how these biofuel facilities and biomass production can provide diversification for farmers and landowners, provide new markets, new sources of income, and what overall the whole industry can do for economic development.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.